There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
A little bit later, we'll be presenting your questions, listeners. Post at forum.theparacast.com, forum.theparacast.com. One more place for you to visit if you haven't done so already. PLUS.theparacast.com, plus.theparacast.com. And there you'll learn all about Paracast Plus, where you get the ad-free version of the show with higher quality audio after the Paracast podcast. More to come. It's only $5 a month, $50 a year, $175 for 5 years, where you get 18 months free coverage, plus.theparacast.com. It's well worth it. Help support the show. Gogs Mackay is our guest co-host this week. We have Patrick Frisconia, an attorney who helped defend John Burroughs to get his coverage from the VA. We have Nick Pope joining us. Gogs, you had a question or comment.
My comment was, now that there has been this decision that John's going to be able to get his disability due to the radiation damage to his heart from the Rendlesham case, I wonder what some of the more well-known Rendlesham skeptics will be saying now. Are they going to blame the radiation on the Orford Ness lighthouse? Or, you know, how is that going to fit into their worldview about Rendlesham?
Nick, you want to grab that one? Nick,
well, I don't know how they'll deal with that. You know, I think there are a couple of potential strategies. First, they'll just ignore it. It's too difficult a question. Second, they'll try and spin it somehow that maybe there was some other, I don't know, prosaic cause of this. But I mean, I think the response to all of that is, don't take our word for it. Look at the Ministry of Defense's own documents here. There's a verifiable audit trail of formerly classified papers, the provenance of which is not disputed, which step by step, take you through what happened. So what are they going to say? I don't know, but I think it's going to be interesting.
Patrick, let me ask you a quick question here. You've heard about other instances possibly involving illnesses or injuries sustained in connection with UFOs. Do you plan to take on any more cases?
Well, that's another good question. I'm not going to say no to that. I think if I found or came across one that particularly struck me as someone has been railroaded again by the VA or the government, I probably would be swayed to do so. There are several varieties of injuries that I've been contacted about. None quite as specific as John's, I don't believe, but some similar. But I very well could, yes.
Obviously, it's not a case where you get a lot of return in terms of financial rewards. It's not like a simple accident case. So is this really just giving of your time to do it?
It is, and that's why I wouldn't say I'm exuberant in saying that I would just take any case that might come my way. I've been practicing law almost 25 years, and this is not a case that there was any money involved or paid to me, but at the same time, it has without a doubt been the most satisfying case of that quarter century I've been practicing. There's a lot of return, if you will, in that regard, in handling something like this, if you can do it, you know, because it does take some time, that's for sure.
Just very briefly here, what kind of law do you practice?
Well, I began my career as a public defender, doing criminal defense work for the county in which I resided, and then later I would move into consumer protection work, prosecuting cases for the consumer against abuses by banks and credit card companies and the like.
Well, that's got to keep you busy.
Indeed.
So with this information, this evidence, Nick Pope, where do you take this now? That you have what looks like an acknowledgement that someone was injured by a UFO. How do you take that and expand it to getting to a better conclusion about UFOs?
Well, I think one way to take this forward is now to try to engage with the mainstream media about this and say, look, you know, there are a lot of silly season stories about UFOs kind of flying around, but here's something tangible and verifiable. Here's something which really is a smoking gun on this subject in a field where there are so many false or exaggerated claims. Here's something absolutely tangible that you can put your hand on. So I think one way to take this forward would be, as I say, to engage with the mainstream media to get the real big players involved in this and to say to people, look, we're not trying to kind of present any definitive explanation as to the true nature of the UFO phenomenon. We don't know necessarily what we are dealing with here, but we are dealing with something that has real tangible and sometimes harmful effects on people, and therefore don't let's throw out the baby with the bathwater. Yes, there are some hoaxes. Yes, there are some kind of fairly crazy people involved in this field. But strip that away, and there is a core phenomenon here, which is very real. And we now have the verifiable proof that both the British and the American government have accepted this. I mean, this is not people in the UFO field, and maybe we'll get on to talk about this in more detail, but people in the UFO field often talk about disclosure with a big D, and they have this kind of stereotypical view that the president is going to come on TV and he's going to say, my fellow Americans, people of the world, we are not alone. There's this kind of very cliched and naive idea of what it's going to look like. It's not going to look like that. It's going to look more like what's just happened. In other words, it's confirmation of sorts. But, no government can turn around and say, hey, this is real and we've lied to everyone for kind of nearly 70 years or whatever. But what you will – if those people who know how to read government and how they kind of play these things, this is exactly what's happening. It's disclosure with a little D, not a big D. And if indeed it's disclosure at all, as I say, maybe confirmation is a more accurate term.
Nick, what media interest have you had just regarding this settlement with John Burroughs?
Well, it's very early days. I mean, this is literally, something which has just really broken in the last few days. So I have not kind of really given this too much thought yet. And, of course, it's a difficult situation in a sense. I do a lot of work with the media, but this is people shouldn't forget in all of this. There's a lot of people telling John, this is what you should do. This is deeply personal medical information to John. There are maybe outstanding legal issues too, which Pat can advise on. So I've got my own ideas, of course. I mean, we'd all like to see this in the Times, the Post, Good Morning America, whatever. But, that's not my call. That's really for John to decide how much or how little of this he wants to come out with. I mean, John's bottom line here was not, and sorry, John, speaking for you like this, correct me if I'm wrong on any of this, but John's bottom line here was not to prove anything or not prove anything to the UFO community. It was to kind of get his medical situation resolved. And he, as a courtesy, because he knows a lot of people in the UFO community are interested in this and following it very closely, has told people what's going on. But it's really his call as to how much or how little he wants to do with all this. Is that fair?
That's fair. I mean, we went public with this because it was kept quiet for a while behind the scenes. And it really came to light when we did the disclosure hearings, in D.C. And it was neat to see that six, I think it was six, so ex-members of Congress were so moved by this, so upset by this, that they actually had Pat draft them a letter. They signed it, and it went to the president, which, oh, by the way, the letter ended back up in my case file. So the president, somewhere in the president office of the president of the United States, they received this, acknowledged it, and sent it back to the VA.
Now, I'm going to ask more about that in a moment. We have John Burroughs, Nick Pope, Patrick Fresconia. More to come with Gene and Gogs Mackay. You're in
the podcast.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there's The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, R-O-C-K-O-I-D-S.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news at theparacast.com. That's news at theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
With Gene and our guest co-host Gogs Mackay on the Paracast, John Burroughs, Nick Pope, Patrick Fresconia. He's the attorney who defended John and helped him get his just due from the VA so he gets coverage for his condition. Let's continue here. About the statement of disclosure with a small d about this information getting into the president's office. But this could be you, Nick, or you, John, answering it. Do you think the president of the United States knows much about any of this? He's too busy with other considerations these days, isn't he?
Well, I'll give him my take, and it maybe it'd be interesting what Nick had to say from the British side of the pond. But if it's national security, which it is, I mean, these documents Condine say it is, then yeah, I mean, you would hope he's briefed on it, and you would hope he's kept abreast of it. How deep he's briefed on it, no one knows. But but it's clear that. There's things flying around in the sky that are unidentified. There's things going on that are unidentified. I'm sure, the Pentagon itself is more into it than anything else, but I would have to assume based on just the covering of the documents, like way back, Peter Gersten went for a bunch of documents that were all blacked out. Okay. Condine itself, the majority of it is still classified. Okay. Then you go into the fact that you even go into our FOIA with the United States government, two things stood out. State Department was involved in that incident. We've got verification of that. They told us they didn't have documents on it. They wouldn't release them unless the Air Force agreed to it. Air Force denied the documents. And then the CIA said they neither confirm or deny if they're holding classified information on the incident. So you would hope and believe that he has some kind of knowledge of what's going on.
Now, Nick, can you quickly comment on this whole thing about of no defense significance? When you were working at the MOD, at the, inverted commas, UFO desk, so on the one hand, we have this situation at a nuclear armed carrying base that was subsequently classified the information on this, but on the other hand, at least publicly, we're told this is of no defense significance when it couldn't be anything, other than very significant. But considering that you were an insider to your superiors, immediate superiors, colleagues around, whose decision is it to actually to use that classic saying, well, it was of no defense significance? Who actually says that? Who writes that?
The phrase no defense significance dates back decades. I don't have a precise year when it was first used, but it is essentially just a soundbite. It's what we routinely told the British Parliament, any media outlets who asked, and of course the public. It was, we very deliberately didn't define what we meant by it, and that's a typical kind of civil servant thing. We kind of, I suppose, the shorthand, if we had to ever justify it, it would be translated something along the lines of, well, these things, whatever they may turn out to be, are not openly hostile. And that's about it. So it is just a lazy soundbite effectively trotted out routinely to keep people off our backs. But self-evidently, cases like the Rendlesham Forest nail the lie. I mean, it's impossible to look at a case like that and really conclude that it's of no defense significance. And there's a very famous quote, of course, from former chief of the defense staff in the UK, Lord Hill Norton, where he says precisely that. He says, clearly, whatever went down here was of extreme defense significance.
Yeah, they were either all hallucinating or something happened, and either way, it's very important.
That's exactly it, yes. That's precisely what he said on many occasions, yes.
Just very recently, there was this tweet from John Podesta, leaving the White House, former chief of staff with President Clinton and rumored to be part of Hillary Clinton's campaign. His biggest regret was not getting information about UFOs, in so many words. Now, that was widely quoted and widely derided by the mainstream media. Oh, the implication being that this is a wacky political aide. Do you think that actually helped in any way the cause of getting more information, or is it just something that was a story for 3 seconds? Who wants to take that, Nick?
Yeah, I'll take that. In the UK, we have an old saying. It may not translate that well over in the States, but yesterday's newspaper is today's fish and chip paper, which is kind of basically saying that once a story has run and is out there, yeah, people tend to forget it quite quickly. But his remarks, whatever the true intent, were, I think, extremely helpful. I actually met John Podesta a few years ago, and I mean, his interest in this subject is certainly part of it is due to his commitment to open government and freedom of information. But there's no doubt that he's genuinely interested in the phenomenon too. Whether some of the conspiracy theories suggesting that he knows much more than he's going to say and is trying, you know, chipping away at the edges, trying to get something out, I couldn't speak to that. But yeah, I think his remarks were enormously helpful because in the grand scheme of things, when one tries subsequently to engage with the mainstream media on this, it's kind of one thing to say that, you know, someone's had a UFO sighting on a lonely country road late at night, but it's quite another to say a former presidential chief of staff has commented on this. So yeah, it moves us forward, I think.
What about the other side of the publicity spectrum? And I'll give you an example of this. So we had the International UFO Congress near Phoenix this past week. And when Chris O'Brien's back on next week's show, he'll talk about it more. There was a story in the Arizona Republic, which is a Gannett newspaper, repeated in USA Today. And basically, it focused strictly, or 90%, on abductions, about people involved in abductions. And that was the smallest part of the event and the speakers, but it was the most sensational part. You know, like somebody there was giving treatment for people who were abducted. And therefore, the entire event was painted as a place for those who think they were abducted to get help or validation. And as you see, that really didn't have that much to do with this event, but this is what happens. They look at the least of what happens at any of these UFO conventions, and that becomes the story. We only have about 40, 50 seconds to go, but I want to get reactions from John Burroughs and from Nick Pope. John?
It's kind of like this to me. People want an answer. They think the government's going to give it to them, and most people overall don't think the government's being truthful anyway, so why do they really expect the government to give them a straight-up answer? But ultimately, when it's definitely the unknown and you're also risking your career, which along the lines, you see any politician that ever touches this, it doesn't go well for them. Why should the press step out and stick their neck out on the lines anyway? But maybe this time they will, because there's a lot more proof to back up what we're saying and moving forward. So we'll see.
John Burroughs, Nick Pope, Patrick Fresconia, who will be leaving soon because he has to go back to being a lawyer. With Gene and Gogs Mackay, you're in
the podcast.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also print catalogs. Convert from so many formats I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strike. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at freewaterproofmatch.com. Again, that's freewaterproofmatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit freewaterproofmatch.com today.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
The Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock-full of high-quality, great-tasting freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House. The gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze-Dry Guy's No-Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze-Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
This is Robert Hastings, author of UFOs and Nukes, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
We have John Burroughs, Nick Pope, Patrick Fresconia. Pat, of course, was the lawyer who defended John Burroughs in getting his coverage from the VA. Pat, I know you have to go shortly. Having gotten this victory and you're in touch with other people, and obviously you have to maintain a practice and earn a living, what's your personal viewpoint now about UFOs? Do you have any particular ideas?
Well, I didn't set out to prove anything. I just set out to essentially answer some questions of my own and to help him on the way. But I have to say that at this point, after 4 years of working with John and all that we've been through together and getting him coverage from the VA, there's no question that there's something unusual that's been going on. That certainly the first hurdle that I got over personally was whether John and Jim, Tim Peniston, were being honest about what had happened to him. That's not a question anymore. That I know that they are totally honest. It's just a matter of what was it. And after you review all the possibilities in your mind, you come down to the fact that there is something so unusual going on, whatever that is, that it is well beyond what the public is aware of. So kind of like I've mentioned to John before, I really hope it's from outside the earth rather than something of ours, because I hate to think that we have the capabilities to construct and operate a craft like John saw. I think I'd take more comfort if I knew it came from outside the earth. So personally, I think we're experiencing something that is coming from outside, and that's not necessarily what I thought I was going to come to the conclusion of when I began. So I didn't try to make it that way. It's just the way it's unfolded for me.
You know, I was looking over your background, Pat, as you were talking, and I was really impressed by the fact that you've got a really wide-ranging education. You got a bachelor's degree in geology from UCLA. You studied German language. You, of course, studied law before becoming an assistant public defender in Mississippi. So you've been all over the place here in becoming the well-educated gentleman. And having been involved in UFOs in connection with the citizens' hearing on disclosure and in connection with the work and experiences of John Burroughs, what is your reaction to this crazy field? Do you find yourself wondering sometimes whether it's worth it because of some of the infighting that goes on?
Oh, well, there's no question there's infighting. There are egos, too, I think, that do some damage to the field, which you're probably going to find in anything in which, you know, people are having regular contact with the media or what have you. But and you mentioned being educated. To me, there is nothing more important than this field for all the people of this planet to be aware of. There's nothing more important because it impacts everything in such a big way. It's a shame that through government disinformation programs through the years that they have muzzled the academicians, that they have kept or made it silly for mainstream media outlets to cover. They did a really good job at that. And it's really a shame because this is the biggest story, or maybe at least the second biggest, depending on what your religious faith, you know, could be, that the whole world has ever known. It makes, for me, it makes total sense to be involved in because everybody on the planet should be enjoying what this holds for all of us.
Do you expect a resolution in our lifetimes? Now, I've been involved in studying UFOs since before you went to college. And I know that I have not seen much in the way of progress over those years. Now, I think this is progress, getting help for John Burroughs, and maybe that will lead to something. And that's another question I guess we'll ask as we wrap up the segment, Pat. Having worked with Senator McCain and getting the help and getting the VA to cover this, is Senator McCain indicating at all that he wants to do anything at all to try to get more information from the government on UFOs?
I'm going to have to kick that over to John since he had the most recent conversation with him about that, if I could.
Okay, no problem. The issue is this. Senator McCain did not, even like what Pat said, you know, he did do a conference on this. Senator McCain's office did not take this on as a UFO case. He took this on as a case that he could see one of his constituents was getting railroaded. And he got into it about the time they denied my care based on the fact I wasn't in the Air Force and the fact that there was no medical records. And they moved forward with that. Were they aware what I was implying happened? Yes. Did they move forward this at great risk? You could say so because of the fact of what I was implying happened, not what they knew was happening. Did they know that things didn't add up? Yes. Because how can you sit there and say a guy wasn't in the Air Force when he was and they were looking at documents to support it and the VA chose to overlook it along with the Department of Defense because the Department of Defense was involved in this because they contacted the Air Force, AFRPC, and they said, you know, we've got proof this guy was in. And they came back and said, no, he isn't. No, he wasn't. And they even sent me an email saying that I wasn't in during that time frame. Okay. We got around it. They eventually got it taken care of. The senior aide down in Phoenix at one point said the aide that was taking care of this did a yeoman's job to get my DD Form 214 released, but would never probably get access to my medical records. Senator Sanders got in the middle of it, the head of the VA Oversight Committee for the Senate. He came back and said they were classified. So all the senators who were involved weren't looking at it from the standpoint of, at least at that point, of really what happened, not as much as getting me some kind of care based on the fact that it didn't add up. Now, was there a point where it was discussed? Not about UFOs and UAPs, but it was discussed. If, in fact, that they're going to deny the documents presented to them and look at this closer, would there be a further investigation into what really happened out there? Yes. But at no time did any of these senators ever imply they knew anything about UFOs or anything else. All they were doing was trying to get my records, both my personnel, my medical records, and get me taken care of.
Would I think that make the process a little more effective? When you start pushing the UFO angle, that turns off a lot of people, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, it does. But the thing is two of the documents that were submitted, because this is what people need to be clear about. This was all submitted
based on the fact that I was injured in the line of duty. The VA does not give you disability unless it's service related. So something had to happen to you in the service to qualify for disability. The VA does not give it unless it does. Our claim was based solely on the fact that I was in the fields, I was damaged by radiation. And not only that, everything that they replied to had nothing to do with anything other than the fact that within the documents that they supported that I was injured in the line of duty were the runs from force documents to include Project Condyne and the MLD overexposure and radiation.
So it was all indirect?
It was all indirect. What do you mean by indirect?
I mean, of course, they're not saying, well, you were injured by a UFO. It was...
No, Condyne...
Well, I want to go into Condyne in our next segment. Let's define that, because we covered it in the last episode we did with you and Nick. And I'd like to get into that further in the next segment, cover more of what we know, and then, of course, we have questions from our listeners.
I'd like to finish that last question about being indirect. I'd like to clarify that, please.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, basically, you could call it indirect, but it really isn't, because they knew exactly what our case was based on. And by that, we said that I was injured in the line of duty at Rendlesham and I was exposed to radiation. They initially denied my claim based on the fact that I was not in the Air Force, so therefore it couldn't happen. In my case file, what I've been able to get a hold of, they even joked about how I claimed I was damaged by radiation. I don't remember, so I don't want to say they mentioned UFOs or not, but the people are reviewing it. But they did imply that I was implying that I was injured by UAPs and everything else. Now, UAPs, it's interesting when you go into it. A UAP is just basically a different word for UFOs. But I'd like to finish just one segment. Okay. What I will say is nobody said it was aliens. They simply said that I clearly was injured by being exposed to what Condyne said.
Patrick, if any of our listeners want to get in touch with you about anything related to the services you offer with regard to anything like this or anything else, do you have an address they can contact or a website?
They can just email me at patfresconia@frescolaw.com.
Pat Fresconia, thank you so much for coming on the Paracast, and we'll be in touch with you.
Thank you.
We have John Burroughs, Nick Pope remaining with us with Gogs McKay and Gene Steinberg. You're in
the Paracast.
A little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
So here's what happened. I was placing an order online. The site went down. It took hours before it returned, but I had already placed the order with another company. If your site goes down, you could lose business. And if you have a business or personal site, you'll want to know it's easy to run and it will stay online. At iWeb, your site is hosted on one of the most reliable networks in the world. Talk to a sales rep at iWeb.com. Use the promo code TECHNIGHTOWL for a special discount.
As the new world order continues to tighten its grip on every facet of our lives, we're all asking ourselves, how can we maintain our independence? The answer is clear. Get prepared, and you get prepared now. Now the only question left is, where do we begin? My Patriot Supply is here to help. Call 800-247-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. We're even covering the cost of shipping. Are you willing to rely on the government and FEMA in the event of an emergency? Call 800-274-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. You won't be able to find this deal online, and there is a strict limit of 4 per caller, so don't wait. Call now, 800-274-3070. That's 800-274-3070. Call right now.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called Nuka. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between Nuka and Nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This is Tracy Torme, screenwriter-producer. You're listening to Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Chris O'Brien is taking the week off. I have Gox Mackay as our co-host. Pat Frasconia was here earlier. He defended John Burroughs in a successful victory against the VA to get covered for the injuries he received as a result of the Rendlesham encounter. We have also Nick Pope joining us. Nick, we had talked about this somewhat during our previous episode, and I want to bring it up before we get to listener questions. The Condyne Report. Explain to our listeners, again, what it's about, because we have a lot of new listeners, and maybe where we stand with it right now.
Sure thing. Well, the British Ministry of Defense started investigating UFOs, really in 1953. Some cases had been looked at on an ad hoc basis before that, indeed dating back to the Second World War. But the Ministry's UFO project formally started in 1953. In the early 90s, when I was on that project, one day I sat down with my opposite number in the Defense Intelligence Staff, which is effectively part of the Ministry of Defense dealing with military intelligence. And we discussed all this, and we said, look, over all these years, we've been investigating UFOs really on a case-by-case basis. What we have not done, or not really done in the sense that an intelligence study would do, is take an overview of this, a holistic view, and try and do some things like some trend analysis. So effectively, rather than investigating all these cases on an ad hoc basis, sit down, go back through the huge archive of files, and say, let's do a proper, in-depth, scientific and technical intelligence study on the UFO phenomenon and see what we think. To get funding for this, of course, we had to drop the kind of politically loaded term UFO and replace it with UAP, unidentified aerial phenomena. And it's interesting to see how that's now segueing out into the wider UFO community, and I think that's a good thing. So that's a very long way of, and I hope the background was useful in saying it was a highly classified intelligence study on UFOs. And when I say highly classified, it was not just highly classified, it was extremely sensitive. And here's the reason. It would kind of have directly, and indeed it did, directly contradict the line that we were churning out to Parliament, the media, and the public. Remember earlier in the show, we talked about this no defense significance soundbite. Well, if UFOs really are of no defense significance, you sure as heck would not be commissioning a highly classified intelligence study on it. So that's why, you know, we were extremely wary about this, because it would kind of say to Parliament and the media, hey, that thing that you say that you don't do and that you're not interested in, well, you're up to your eyeballs in it. So it was a very difficult situation. And I was actually quite surprised when the study was actually declassified and released. And although parts of it, of course, and John's been very involved in the struggle to get these parts of it out, parts of it are still blacked out to this day. But I must say I was surprised the thing came out at all.
Nick, could we make an assumption that the parts that are blacked out are probably just like methods and sources? Or do you think there's some real juicy stuff that may have been, you know, withheld from declassification?
It's a bit of both. But actually, although, of course, I can't tell you what the blacked out bits say, you can do some pretty good deductions on this. And the way to do it is to look at the blacked out bits, and it will tell you alongside each bit which exemption to the Freedom of Information Act has been used to justify withholding the information. Now, you can go on to any of the UK government websites and look at the FOI guidance. I think the main one is the Ministry of Justice website. And you can see, and sure, when you check, some of the information that's been withheld is indeed methods and sources, but you'll find some that falls under the more, shall we say, interesting categories like defense and national security. And clearly, what gets to a heart of a lot of the secrecy and redaction in Project Condyne, and indeed in the UFO phenomenon more generally, is the extremely contentious issue of weaponization of this phenomenon. And that really does get to the heart of the issue, I think. It's not an area that I can say much on, aside from point people to what has already been declassified in Project Condyne's final report. But it talks about potential military purposes that might derive from a better understanding of what we're dealing with. And it talks about everything from impulse radars to very high power energy generation, and most interestingly of all, of course, RF weapons, a directed energy weapon, essentially.
Yeah, I'd be flabbergasted if maybe, you know, companies like British Aerospace or Kinetic, you know, these kind of defense players, I would imagine there would have to be some kind of involvement by companies like this on the technical aspects, because, you know, mining good UFO information, UAP information, like Chris O'Brien's mentor, Ray Stanford, that could lead us to some huge scientific leaps. So it would just be ridiculous to believe that, you know, somewhere people aren't taking great notice of this. But obviously no one's going to shout about it, because technical intelligence for the military is, of course, very classified, just like it is in the civilian sector. We're not going to find out about it, but we can be pretty sure it's happening.
I think that's a reasonable assumption. I think the best example you've got of where this actually did, for a brief moment, get out into the open, the extent to which big business is interested in this, was when the subject got put on the agenda at the Global Competitiveness Forum in 2011 in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. And I attended and presented there. And I mean, just to, you know, this is the Arab world's equivalent of the World Economic Forum. All the big corporations on the face of the planet are there. Bill Clinton was the keynote speaker. Tony Blair was also a speaker. Yeah, the financial implications of this phenomenon were discussed, not just at the soft end, you know, people talking about things like mining asteroids and space tourism, but, you know, the technological biotechnology issues that might result from discovering extraterrestrial life.
Okay, Gina, are we going to go through some listener questions now?
I think that's a very good idea. So we, of course, always ask our listeners when we have a guest book or several guests like we did this week to ask their questions. And we don't censor those questions, although sometimes we have to consolidate them. But you post them in a place called the Question Bank at forum.theparacast.com. That's forum.theparacast.com. We have about four segments left with the show, and we'd like to cover a few of our listener questions during it. Gogs, you have something to start with?
Yeah. Firstly, I'm going to go to a question by Psychedelic Alchemist, who's been posting since October 2013. And his first question is, I have just started reading Georgina Bruni's book, You Can't Tell the People, which I believe is a Margaret Thatcher quote. And anyway, and he's curious to know if, Nick, have you read that book and what your opinion is of it? And secondly, what do John and Nick make of claims that were made about alien entities being seen in the vicinity of the craft and communicating with General Gordon Williams? Can they categorically rule out any such thing occurring? So if I go to Nick first about the You Can't Tell the People book, and what's your opinion on that if you've read it?
Well, not only have I read it, but I wrote the foreword to it. Georgina Bruni was a very good friend of mine. Sadly, she passed away some years ago now, but she and I talked a lot when she was researching and writing the book. It is an excellent book on the subject, and anyone interested in the Rendlesham Forest incident should certainly try to get hold of a copy of it. I think clearly Encounter in Rendlesham Forest was written some years after You Can't Tell the People, and of course tells predominantly John and Jim's story, but the wider story of the incident from the point of view that Georgina, of course, didn't have at the time. I mean, when Georgina was writing her book, for example, Project Condine had not been declassified. So Encounter in Rendlesham Forest had that advantage of all this supplementary material being available.
Let's cover more of that in our next segment. Nick Sure. Pope, John Burroughs, Gene and Gogs MacKay, you're in
the Paracast.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.